It's the Les Paul Show. The next quarter hour is devoted to the process that begins with Les Paul's music in one recording machine and ends with a warning that the program is transcribed, transcribed, and transcribed again. And now, here he is, Les Paul.
Hello, folks. Hi. Ma, you want to say hi?
Well, I reckon I do.
Hi. Well, this is Mary, my wife. Ma and Pa here are going to entertain you for the next 15 minutes.
Pa does all the guitar picking and most of the talking on this show.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot of songs here, and we'd like to start the program off with a new...
I like that suit you got on.
Do you like the suit?
Mm-hmm.
I really did well today. I went out and bought this at a fire sale.
You did?
Uh-huh. Ain't even burnt. Can't smell any smoke or anything.
What a character.
Well, I got a good buy on it. The fella says he's selling everything out before the fire because it's a kind of a mess in there afterwards. So I figure I made a big haul on this deal.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, another thing, I don't want to pay so much for a suit because I bought an expensive suit one time and... it was one of those Hart Schaffner and Groucho deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell down, tore a hole in the label. I had some bad luck with
That's
it.
That's too bad.
Well, anyway, let's get on with the program here. We have a tune here from a brand new picture called Three Little Words. And the tune is the, well, it's the same title.
Play for me like that any day.
Well, you can ooh-ah, 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 like that for me any time, too, you know.
Well, you know, you did that with your Les Pulverizer.
I know. We should tell the folks that it's really just, I'm eating a sandwich now in case they wonder what's going on. I just grabbed it up here on the table.
I noticed that.
Is it one that fell on the floor?
Anything that looks like food, you'll eat.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say is we have a little invention here that makes one guitar sound like 10 and one voice sound like 10. And so any number, not just 10. But
yeah.
that's the reason why you hear Mary singing so many times and me playing so many times and stuff. We, this afternoon, recorded a brand new number for Capitol Records called Sugar Sweet. And it'll be out next week on Capitol Records. You can buy it in your music store. Kind of a pre-release. Here it is.
Sugar sweet are your kisses. Sugar sweet honey kisses. Sugar sweet are your kisses. And I'm hoping that someday your kisses will all be for me. Soft and warm are your love words. soft and warm. Honey love words, soft and warm. Honey love words, and I'm jealous of love words you say to the others you see. Long ago, yesterday, when I thought my heart was very wise. Long ago, yesterday, then I learned to my complete surprise. Sugar sweet, are your kisses soft and warm? Are your love words sugar sweet? Are your kisses? And I'm planning that someday your kisses will all be for me.
That sugar pie is going to be one of my favorites.
Oh, it's sugar sweet. Don't you ever get anything right?
That isn't it. Anyway, I hope it's on every jukebox in the country in 2 weeks.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
What a dream world we're living in. In case someone buys the record, on the other side is Goofus.
Oh, I love the part where you make it sound like a xylophone.
Well, that's just one guitar, but by leaving my sleeve dragging the strings, it muffles it so it sounds like a xylophone.
And by using your Les Pulverizer.
Oh, yeah, I make one sound like 10. Here's Goofus. Let me in.
Thank you.
love that. It just amazes me how you get those xylophone effects.
Yeah, it amazes me. I even get through the number.
Oh, don't be so.
Say, amaze me and sing something, will you?
Well, how about Good Old Summertime?
Oh, that's a favorite of mine. In fact, yeah, that's the first number that I ever played for Ben Burney. I used to work with Ben Burney, the old maestro,
mm-hmm.
in 1941, and I auditioned for him. I played that number.
Really?
Buddy Clark was standing in the control room. Wayne King was there, and oh, brother, was I nervous.
Oh, I can't sing it now.
Now it's your turn. You get nervous. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Some powerful singing, gal.
Did you say singing or screaming?
No, that's singing. That's good.
It sure was loud, anyway.
I like it loud. It ain't nearly as loud as the... Well, did I ever tell you about the radio announcer in Chicago that found a little bug crawling on his script?
A what?
A little bug, and he asked the people, he says, can you hear this? And he held this piece of paper up with the bug just pitter-pattering across the script. He says, can you hear that? He says, if you can't, turn your radio up, and I'll hold it real close to the microphone. He kept this up until he figured that the people had their radios on full blast, and everybody was down on their knees trying to hear this bug crawl on this piece of paper. Then the announcer picked up a hammer, and he hit a great big Chinese gong.
Who would do a thing like that?
You wouldn't know about him anymore. He isn't in radio now.
It's getting late, Les.
Yeah, the time is just about up, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Night.
You've been listening to The Les Paul Show, a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on the guitar and one part Mary Ford on the vocals, both parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.